WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Sarah Mastrocola. Welcome to Retro Rewind. This week is 1970s week. So I'm going to be playing some of my favorite songs from the 1970s. And I am really excited because the 1970s are, I think, my favorite decade for music. If anyone knows me, you know that I'm very indecisive and I love a lot of music, but I think that the music that came out of the 1970s is some of the best that has ever come out throughout the last century. It's just so good. Too many. I had a hard time picking a set list for today, but came down to some of my favorites that I think you're all going to really like, because I do. All right, anyway, so the 1970s, in terms of music, in terms of rock and roll, had a bit of a tragic start because the Beatles broke up and we lost some of the rock and roll greats at the beginning of the decade, like Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix. Yet, other rock and roll bands surfaced and produced amazing music, giving us hope for the future. And even though the Beatles broke up, and that was pretty sad, each one of the members went on to do some pretty incredible solo work. And so the first two songs that I'm going to play are from John Lennon's solo career and Paul McCartney's solo career. Beginning with John Lennon, this song is one of my favorites of all time. It's Gimme Some Truth from the album Imagine, came out in 1971. And I love this song because you can really sense the passion that John puts into it, into the lyrics, into his voice. And, you know, the song is very much about him, you know, being done with all of the lies about politics and society, and just saying, you know, I just want to know the truth. What really matters in life? Don't give me lies. And I really like the message. You can really feel the emotion in the song. So that's the first one I'm going to play for you today. Here is Gimme Some Truth.
Sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, quick-headed politics. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
That was Give Me Some Truth by John Lennon from 1971. The next song is from Paul McCartney's solo career. He released this song along with his wife, Linda McCartney, in 1971 also. And this song is kind of unconventional, kind of weird, but in a good way. I really like it. I don't know, just something about it. It has, the song is Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, and it switches tempos, melodies throughout. And I guess just because of that, the fact that it switches, it begins kind of slow and then it gets faster and happier. I just really like that. And I wanted to play it for you because it's a song that I really like from the 1970s. And it shows a little bit of what Paul McCartney was doing at the beginning of his solo career. So here is Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, 1971, Paul McCartney.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. Yeah.
right. That was Admiral Halsey, Uncle Albert. Did I say that in the right order? I don't know. Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey by Paul McCartney. All right, it's Friday, everybody. Just wanted to say happy Friday. I hope you're having a groovy day in the mood of the 1970s. Yeah, hope everyone had a good week. It's almost Halloween. That's really exciting. Haven't been listening to a lot of Halloween music yet, but I'll probably do that next week. But for right now, we're focused on the 1970s. So for my next song, I am really excited because this is Dire Maker by Led Zeppelin from their album Houses of the Holy from 1973. And this song was one of the first Led Zeppelin songs I heard that got me interested in the band. And this is one of my favorites of theirs. I just really love the tune of it and the guitar sound. And I don't know, it just makes me want to groove. The first time I heard it, I thought, why haven't I listened to Led Zeppelin before? And then I continued, and now they're my second favorite band. So I want to share my favorite song of theirs, or at least one of them, with you. And I'm so happy that it is 1970s week so that I can play John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Led Zeppelin, and so many others of my favorite artists. All right, here is Dire Maker by none other than Led Zeppelin. Oh, All right, that was... I keep saying all right every time I come back. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just noticed it, and I don't know why I'm talking about this. Next, I'm going to be playing some Pink Floyd, also from 1973. This is from probably their most famous album, The Dark Side of the Moon. This song, my cousin actually introduced me to this song a few summers ago when me, her, my other cousin, and my sister went to a spa together, and we made a little video with this song in the background, and that was kind of how I started listening to Pink Floyd. So thank you, Adela, for showing me this song that summer. I love this song. It's Breathe in the Air by Pink Floyd. And I love this song because it is so relaxing and just really puts you at ease. And I mean, that's really all I can say. I'll let the music speak for itself, because I can't express in words everything that the music makes me feel. That's another thing about music just in general, but especially the songs that I'm playing from the 70s. You know, I can't explain everything that I love about them, because the music just speaks for itself. And, you know, it's not something you can put into words. And if I try, I probably won't even hit everything. So, without further ado, let me play Breathe in the Air by Pink Floyd from 1973. One thing about all of the songs on the Dark Side of the Moon album is that they really, when you listen to the album, it's really just one long song that they separated. So each song ends kind of abruptly, and then when the other one starts, it's like the beginning of that one is the end of the other one. So the first time I listened to individual songs from that album, I thought it was so weird. Like, why is it ending so abruptly like that? But then you have to listen to the whole thing for the artistic experience. And that's something I really love about that album. And I'm sure that's why, one of the reasons why it is so popular, so famous, and so highly regarded in the music world. All right, before I get to my next song, we have some PSAs. Every 98 seconds, an American is sexually assaulted. The effects of sexual violence aren't always easy to deal with, but with the right help, they can be managed. If you need to talk, call the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-HOPE, H-O-P-E, or visit rain.org for free, confidential support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-656-4673 and rain.org. You don't have to go through this alone. Every 98 seconds, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. You can chat online with someone who is trained to help through a secure, confidential platform. Visit rain.org to chat with someone who is trained to help. That's rain.org. 2 out of 3 sexual assaults go unreported. If you want to report it, it can be helpful to know what's ahead. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-HOPE-4673 to learn about reporting sexual assault in your area. You can also visit RAIN online to learn more about the process at rain.org. That's rain.org. Okay, next on Retro Rewind, I am going to be playing a song from 1974. It's not as well known, at least I didn't really know about it as well as I knew the other songs that I played. But this song was requested to me by my mother, and after listening to it, I decided I have to play it because it's just a really fun, upbeat song. And she said she remembered hearing it in high school, so I thought, I have to play this. It would be so great. And I think it's a great song, so I'm excited to play it. It's called Ballroom Blitz. I hope it really gets you into a happy Friday mood, ready for the weekend, ready to party, or whatever you're doing. I hope everyone has a great weekend, great Friday afternoon, listening to this song, dancing around, or just not dancing, whatever you like to do when you listen to music. All right, here's Ballroom Blitz. This is by the band Sweet, and it's from 1974. that song, I know that I've heard it in some movie before, like in the background of a montage or something, but I have no idea what movie it is from. If anyone knows, can you please tell me what movie was that song in? It is driving me nuts, but otherwise, I love that song. It is just a really good party song, I feel like, and I hope that it got you in a good mood this afternoon. The next song I'm going to play is by Queen. I love Queen, and I'm really excited to play this song from 1976. So we're getting into the second half of the 70s now. This is Somebody to Love.
My heart away.
That was Somebody to Love by Queen. Isn't Freddie Mercury's voice amazing? He was one of the greats of the 1970s, by far. Okay, so now we're going to move on to another one of the greats from the 1970s. Aren't they all great, though, to be honest? Anyway, next I'm going to play a song by none other than Billy Joel, who is another one of my favorite artists from the 70s and 80s. I was lucky enough to see him in concert a few years ago with my mom and sister, and he was amazing. This is a bit of a slower song, but still an amazing one with touching, raw, real lyrics. This is She's Always a Woman from 1977 by Billy Joel.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Promise you more than the Garden of Eden. Then she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me.
Love songs like that these days. I feel like right now modern music is missing that meaning and that emotion and that just like raw human spirit that it used to express itself through art and through music like that. I mean, love songs like that are just so touching. I feel like we've lost that in modern music, and that's part of the reason why I love listening to old music. But anyway, next, I'm going to play a song by Stevie Wonder. This is Sir Duke. It's more upbeat, happy. My sister and I love this song. We used to dance around to it a lot. And, you know, it just gets you in a really great mood. I feel like I've said that about most of the songs on my list, but that's why I love them so much. And they're all so different, too, because each artist puts their unique style into their work that just makes every song so great and so amazing to listen to, because they're all different, but they all make you feel so good. All right, here is Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder, and this is from 1976. Before we continue with our last couple of songs, we have just a few more public service announcements. This year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-year donations to do this critical work. Donate to the American Red Cross before midnight, December 31st, and help us bring hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that will change someone's life. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. Back to some music from the 1970s here on Retro Rewind. I almost forgot about the disco era of the 1970s, which also had some great music come out of that. Mostly the end of the 70s was when disco really came out. And, you know, I couldn't go on with my show today without playing some ABBA, because I love ABBA. And if you don't love ABBA, or if you haven't listened to enough ABBA, or if you haven't listened to ABBA outside of watching the Mamma Mia movies, then I strongly recommend you listen to them, because they have some great music. Speaking of which, I'm going to play the song Gimme Gimme Gimme, A Man After Midnight. And I hope this gets you in the disco dancing mood, or just makes you a little happier on this fine Friday afternoon. This is from 1979. By ABBA, Gimme Gimme Gimme, A Man After Midnight.
Thank you.
If that song didn't get you to jump up and disco dance, then I hope this next one will. My last song is going to be Night Fever from Saturday Night Fever by the Bee Gees. Saturday Night Fever is the movie. The song is by the Bee Gees. This is from 1979. And this is my last song. So I hope everyone has a great Friday, great weekend. It's family weekend here at Lafayette College. So everyone have a great time with your families, go to all the events. And if your family's not coming, then call your parents, call your siblings, and just spread some love on campus this weekend. Once again, you are listening to WJRH.org or 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Sarah Mastrocola. Thank you for listening to Retro Rewind. Have a groovy weekend, everybody.
With Brit, Adolf builds a bonfire, Enrico plays with it.